कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्लाय श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, नित्लाय श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, टू एंटायर रूपानंद कौरिय गुरुवर्ग, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra themselves, and Sri Sudarshan Chakra, and Sri Vakreshwar Pandit also, who's most auspicious Tirubhav Tithi, also we observed yesterday, along with Hera Panchami. So yesterday we heard about Hera Panchami. We heard how Lakshmi Devi herself, how she is always serving in Braj. Like we heard from the Brahma Samhita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikshai lakshavriteshu surabhi rabhi palayantam lakshmi sahasrashata samrama sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So we heard how sahasra lakshmis are serving in Braj, how they're all serving in so many ways. And they're serving who? Not just Narayan, but rather who? The Ansi himself, Krishna himself. Lakshmi Shastra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam are serving who? Krishna in which form? Venum Konantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Barhavatam Samsura. Venum Konantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Barhavatam Sa. So, now, anyhow. Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So who are they serving? Venum Konantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham. This Krishna who's playing on his Venu. And who is he? Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. He is this transcendental Cupid who eclipses the splendor of millions of other Cupids as well. So in that way he is Krishna himself. And she is serving this Venu, Vansidhari Krishna. Because we see Krishna has four special qualities that Narayan does not have. What are they? His Roop Madhuri, he's unparalleled in his beauty. His Gun Madhuri, unparalleled in his qualities. His Leela Madhuri, unparalleled in his pastimes. And his Prem Madhuri. This Roop Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Prem Madhuri is not to be found in Narayan. He has 60 qualities, but Krishna has these four extra qualities. Therefore, Lakshmi Devi is bound to serve this form of Krishna in himself. And we heard also, no, how we heard this other shloka also. Kasyanu bhavasyana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadikara yadvanchaya shri lalana acharat tapo vihaya kamam suchiram dridavata. So we heard this one also, how the wives of Kali are praying that Kasyanu bhavasyana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadikara, that how has Kali received such great fortune to receive the foot dust of your lotus feet. And we see that yad vanchaya shri lalana acharat tapo, that even Sri Devi herself, Lakshmi Devi herself, desires to achieve that foot dust, and therefore she is doing so much tapasya, tapa. And therefore, vihaya kamam suchiram dridavrata, she has given up all desires, and this dridavrat, she is with this firm resolve, firm vow, she is worshipping Krishna here in Bale 1 to this day. We also heard, no, how Uma Rama Satta Sachi Chandra Rukmini Radha Avatare Sabhe Amnayavani. That Uma Rama Satya Sachi Chandra Rukmini, they're all like incarnations of Srimati Radhika herself. And who is Ramadevi? Ramadevi is Lakshmi Devi herself. So here we heard the Kaliya Nagpatni is saying, how did Kaliya receive this good fortune that even Lakshmi Devi could not achieve? So Gurudev has explained one story from the Puranas where he says that there was a great drought in one king's kingdom. So the king, he asked his ministers, how can I have rain bless my kingdom? There's such a big drought. So the ministers were very saintly. They told him, go and worship a sadhu. Go, there's a sadhu there, somewhere in the forest. Go and worship him, please him. Then this rain will come and all your citizens will be very happy. So then when he went, he saw this sadhu sitting on a tree. So anyhow, the king climbed up the tree. And then he said, oh, I have to wash the feet of this sadhu. So he started washing the feet of this sadhu. But the sadhu, he had like leprosy on his feet. So many worms coming out. So the king thought, how can I drink this water? My ministers told me to drink this water, but I see so many worms are there. Cannot do this. Then he took some water, sprinkled it on his head. And the sadhu, he saw this and he smiled. He said, oh, you're like a snake, he said. Externally, you have one intention. Internally, you have another intention. So therefore, you become a snake, your next life. And then he became Kaliya, the king. And then he said, still, because you sprinkle some water on your head, you will have Krishna himself dance on your hoods. So this way, Kaliya himself received this foot dust. Also in another Puran, also in another history in the Puranas, it is said that Kaliya and this devotee of Sri Ramchandra, Kakbushandi, they were previously brothers. So once they had an argument and they started fighting with each other, and Kaliya, he cursed his other brother. Oh, you're like a crow, always cawing, so you become a crow. So he became Kakbushandi. And his other devotee and his other brother, he cursed him. Oh, you're like a snake. Very like, you have, your words are very painful, like the hissing of a snake. Become a snake, so become Kaliya. So we see, although they were born in such low life forms as a snake, still they received the lotus foot dust of Krishna, which even Lakshmi could not achieve. This we heard yesterday. We also heard, no, how Satyabhama, she wanted this Parijat flower. She desired it. She said, oh, Rukmini has this, but not me. And she went into Maan, she went into her Kopbhavan. But did the gopis ever desire any such thing from Krishna? Did the gopis ever say that, oh, give us such and such things? Never. What do they desire? Only Krishna's happiness. We also heard that other Leela, how this Naradrishi, he said, oh, if you don't bring anything which is equal to Krishna's weight, then I'll take Krishna along with me, then he'll never be with you. So then they bought so much gold, all the gold they could accumulate from all the 16,108 queens, but still Krishna's weight could not be balanced. So then they were thinking what to do. So anyhow, they were taken to where the Vrajavasis and the Vrajadevis were staying in Kurukshetra. So there we hear how they first, all the queens, they went through all these different devotees of Braj. Then gradually going through all the Vrajadevis, then the queens recite. The queens noticed that even the maid servants of Srimati Radhika, we cannot even be compared to like their foot dust. Even the maid servants of Srimati Radhika are so much more beautiful than us, then how much more beautiful Srimati Radhika herself must be. And then finally, they had darshan of Srimati Radhika. And then Satyabhama, she went there. And then she told Srimati Radhika what to do. And Srimati Radhika, she took one tulsi with a tear from her eyes. She gave that. And then as you know, we heard that verse. Tulsi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinitam samatmana bhaktebyo bhaktavatsala. That just by offering tulsi leaf with some water, vikrinitam samatmana, that Krishna himself, he sells himself to such a person. So therefore, when this tulsi leaf, especially with the tear of Srimati Radhika, came there, then Krishna, he was bound to give himself. In this way, Krishna went high and the other ones went down. So in this way, we see that the tears of Srimati Radhika are so valuable for Krishna. We hear that even when Srimati Radhika was writing a letter to Krishna, and she wanted to give this letter to Krishna in Mathura, then what happened, as she was about to write this letter, the tears from her eyes mixed with this ink. And as she just wrote this first letter, Ka, and as she was about to write Ra, the tears from her eyes mixed it and smudged the whole thing, this letter. And then Krishna, when anyhow he received this letter, then he could see how Srimati Radhika's tears were mixed with that. Then he became completely absorbed in the bhava of Srimati Radhika. So in this way we heard how Lakshmi Devi herself, although she is like such an elevated devotee, still we see that she cannot be compared to the service of the Rajadevis. See, we heard so much tattva yesterday regarding Lakshmi Devi in this sthiti of Hera Panchami. How we see that the glories of the Vrajavasis were established. So anyhow, we also heard this other verse from the Gopi Gita. Shaita Indira Sashwatra Hidar. Indira Devi herself is worshipping there also, serving, brooming the entire place, sweeping the entire place. So yesterday also happened to be the disappearance day of Mahaprabhu's associate, Sri Vakreshwar Pandit. So on his appearance day, we heard how he was such a great dancer, always dancing when Mahaprabhu would sing. Mahaprabhu would become so happy when he would dance, saying, oh, if he'd say that if Vakreshwar Pandit gives me wings, then I can fly in the sky like a bird. Then he'd say that, oh, Vakreshwar Pandit, he's like, Vakreshwar Pandit would request Mahaprabhu, saying, oh, you give me thousands of Gandharvas, let them sing and I'll dance, he'd say, in this way. So in this way also, he was one of the main kirtaniyas, one of the main dancers during the Rath Yatra festival. Mahaprabhu, he'd have four singers and four nartaks and two mridang vadaks. Players of the Mridanga, dancers and singers. Say Vakreshwar Pandit along with Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu Haridas Thakur, he would always be in these different groups. Where the singers headed by Srivas Thakur, Sarup Damodar Goswami, the Ghosh brothers. And so there are two Mridanga players. And there would also be devotees like repeating after them. So many devotees. So in this way, we heard that also how it was because of Vakreshwar Pandit that Devananda Pandit got so much mercy from Mahaprabhu. Because what did he do when Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing and he fell to the ground? He covered him, made sure no one would touch him and disturb his mood. He said Mahaprabhu blessed him, saying, oh, Vakreshwar is my heart. Indeed, in Vakreshwar's heart, Govinda resides. Means I reside in his heart. He resides in my heart, I reside in his heart. So therefore, I'm very happy with you. And also we heard how this line of Vakreshwar Pandit is continuing to this day. Gopal Guru Goswami, Dhyan Chandra Goswami, and then this Archan Paddhati also that they have written is being followed to this day by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. You see, to this day in the Gambira, whenever bhog is offered, first bhog is offered to the deity of Gopal Guru Goswami and then to this deity of Radha Kanta. We heard how that Gopal Guru Goswami, when he disappeared from this world, he instructed his disciple Dhyan Chandra Goswami, oh, you go to Siddha Bakul. There's one tree there, just like Siddha Bakul, neem tree, I think. And from that neem tree, you make my deity. And I'm always there in my deity. Don't think otherwise. And in this way, we heard that Dhyan Chandra Goswami himself, he established this deity of Gopal Guru Goswami. And then to this day, even now, always worship is first offered to Guru and then to Bhagwan. No. In this way, we see like our Guru Varga are always present in their deity forms. We should never think otherwise. Like once in Bhuvaneshwar, once one devotee, he was always responsible for cleaning Prabhupada's room. So then this devotee, he was very well-mannered. He would never fight with others. So this devotee, anyhow, he got chastised by Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Gaur Govinda Maharaj chastised him the next day, after some days. Said, hey, Prabhupada's very unhappy with you. Said, why is Prabhupada unhappy with me? Because you don't do the smallest thing. What is that? The water that you offer to him every day, you don't even change that water. Even for 5-6 days, you don't change that water. And then he was thinking, how is this? How does he know? How does Gaur Govinda Maharaj know? He thought maybe someone complained to him. And then he said, hey, don't think that way. Prabhupada himself came and told me. You don't believe that he's in his deity form, looking at everything. Prabhupada himself told me you don't change that water that you offer to him every day. Is this the faith that you have in serving him? So in this way we see our Guru Varga are always there in their deity forms, always giving us so many instructions. Before, Guru Varga were in one form, but now they're in so many forms now, in the form of their deities. In the form of their deities, they go everywhere now, giving instructions to everyone. So in this way we heard how, Gopal Guru Goswami, he's the ideal Guru Sevak. And this history of Radha Kanta also is very interesting. Like we heard how this Radha Kanta deity, how was it bought there actually to Puri in the first place? It is said that Prataparudra Maharaj's father, Purushottam Jana, he was a very saintly king. He was a Rajarshi. So he was a very saintly king and a very devoted servant of Jagannath. Even to this day, such kings are present. Like in South India, in Thiruvananthapuram, in Kerala, to this day, the king, he is a servant of Ananta Padmanabh Swami. What does he do? Whenever he has darshan of Ananta Padmanabh, he goes inside and when he comes out, what does he do? He like scrubs his feet against the mat. He says even the dust of this place is not mine. Even the dust belongs to Anand Padmanabh. So I cannot even take this dust with me. And in this way, the king himself, every day, he has a registry where he writes his name, that every day I'm coming to have darshan of Anand Padmanabh. Very saintly king. Therefore, like recently, they broke open the vaults there, which had so much golden ornaments of Anand Padmanabh, so many things. And then they asked the king, why didn't you do this before? Why didn't you have this vaults broken? King said, nothing is mine. Even the dust from that place is not mine. Then how can you people just break it and claim everything as yours? And the king warned them, if you take anything for yourself, there'll be a big, there'll be so much devastation, he said, and I will not be responsible. So then they paid heed to the king's words and they didn't take anything there. So this way there are many saintly kings present even to this day. Like we see even this Gajapati also, who comes and who sweeps the road in front of Jagannath, he's very pious actually. It said that once the government, they said, what is the need for this Gajapati to come and clean the road every day in front of Jagannath? What is the need for all this ceremony? And they stopped it. They said, no need for this anymore. And then the chariot did not move. Jagannath, he did not budge even an inch. They tried so much. The government said, oh, these Pandas, they're cheating. They said, we cannot carry Jagannath. And they tried so much, but they could not move Jagannath. Then anyhow, after 2-3 days, when the king himself came, the king was very sad that this happened. And then when they prayed to the king, then when the king started sweeping the floor, then Jagannath, he started gradually moving. So in this way, Purushottam Jana, he was a very pious person. So in this way, every year he would sweep the road. So once it is said that the king of Vijayanagar, he wanted to have him marry his daughter. So then when he saw what happened, he said, how can I marry my daughter to this sweeper? Can never be. He said, I can never marry my daughter. So then Purushottam Jana was very offended, not for himself, but for Jagannath. He said, oh, he doesn't realize that I'm the sweeper of Jagannath. What does he think of himself? So then immediately he said, now I'll go and defeat this king. But then it is said, the king, he had the help of Banda Ganesh. So anyhow, by Banda Ganesh's intervention, the king was defeated. So then the king, he returned to the Jagannath temple and then he said, oh, what is this? This is not my insult. This is actually an insult to you. He has not insulted me. So the king, he said, now I'll fast to death, he said. Now I cannot no longer show my face also. So then Jagannath himself appeared to him in a dream. He said, oh, don't worry. Before you didn't ask for my permission. You just did on your own. But now that you have sought my shelter, now I bless you that you will be victorious. So then the king was very happy. And then Jagannath, Baladev themselves, they went on 2 horses. Black horse and a white horse. And then they themselves went in front of the king. Well, the king did not know. So then when they came here to this one place near this Chilkahrid, we heard this history many times, like how there's one lady there, an old lady, they asked for some buttermilk from her. Then she was thinking, oh, how can I give? Because she had to worship Lord Shiva, she needed some money there. So then anyhow, they said, oh, you take our rings. So then this lady was very simple. She said, all right, they're giving me something which is very shiny, sparkling. So if I can sell this and get some money in return, I can worship my Shiv Thakur. So anyhow, she took those 2 rings and then she gave them buttermilk. So then when Purushottam Jana came there we saw that, oh, these rings actually belong to my Jagannath and Baldev. Now I'm blessed. Now I'll surely win this battle. So then he told the old lady, now you can take as much land as you want. She said, what is the need for all this land? I just need something to worship my Shiv Thakur and my other deities. And anyhow, he gave so much land to her. And to this day, her ancestors, her descendants, they're worshipping and they're doing so much service there. So then Jagannath and Baldev, they went there, they defeated Banda Ganesh. And then they defeated this king also. And then Purushottam Jana, what did he do? He took the king's daughter away. And he said, now I'll really marry her to a sweeper now. And then he also took the deities of Banda Ganesh, who's to the west. You can still have darshan of his deity when you enter the Jagannath temple. He's to his right. And then he took Mayur Singhasan from that place. And then he took the deity of Radhakanta also from there. Then he also took the deity of Sakshi Gopal also. We know that when Sakshi Gopal was in Braj before, but because he had to give witness to this Brahmin that the daughter would be given in marriage to him, he traveled all the way from there to here. It is said that this deity of Sakshi Gopal, he was placed right next to Jagannath. But then it is said when Bhoga would be offered to Jagannath, Sakshi Gopal immediately he'd come and eat everything. And for Jagannath be Nirjal Ekadashi. Why? Because Sakshi Gopal, he is cowherd boy. And Jagannath, he is king of kings, Raja Adishis. And by the time he put his turban on, his pagadi, by then Sakshi Gopal had eaten everything. And then Jagannath, so many rituals should be offered to him. Wash his hands, this, that. But Sakshi Gopal, like we say, he likes even eating juta also. Like remnants of others. So he doesn't care for anything. So then Jagannath, he complained, saying, oh, every day this is happening now. See how I'm being troubled by this boy. So then anyhow, Sakshi Gopal, he was taken to another place. It's not very far from Jagannath Puri. And he was placed there. And to this day, his seva is going on there also. So in this way, the deity of Radhakanta was also brought from there. And then Radhakanta was placed there in the Gambhira. Why? Because Kashi Mishra's father, he requested from Prataprudra Maharaj, from Purushottam Jana, saying that, oh, please give me this deity. This deity is so beautiful. And then we see that Radhakanta, he was there, and Mahaprabhu, he was also staying there in the Gambhira there. Because why? Radhakanta means who? This name is especially so beautiful, so sweet. Here we see Radha Kanta means he's only the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Normally we see the other names like Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Madhav. There Krishna, he has like a separate name. But these names especially, like Radha Kanta, Radha Raman, Radha Vinod, Radha Vallabh. Here you see actually Krishna is being described as an adjective of Srimati Radhika. No, here you see who is Krishna? He's the beloved of Srimati Radhika. That's it. That is his only identity. This way. He's like a visheshan, like an adjective for Srimati Radhika. They say, Mahaprabhu, every day he'd be there in the Gambhira, having darshan of this deity. And this way, Vakreshwar Pandit also, and all his followers, having so much, when they'd go and have darshan of this deity, they'd go into so much bhav in this way. So in this way, yesterday was his Tirubhav Tithi. So previously also was the Tirubhav Tithi of Shivananda Sen, Sarup Damodar Goswami, before Gadadhar Pandit. So many devotees, they disappeared during this time. Because Mahaprabhu entered into Nityalila, so they followed in his footsteps also. So in this way, yesterday was a very auspicious day. And Vakreshwar Pandit Thakur's line, we see that the branches of this line have spread so much now, everywhere. I've said this before also. Why is he called Pandit? Pandit means, Dhai Akshar Prem Ke, So Jane Pandit, Bhagi Sab Anpad. That those who know these 2.5 letters Prem, they are really Pandits. And all the others, they're just like, they have not so much scholarly achievements. Like for example, you see even big scholars also, they know so much. But still when they come in front of Gurudev, they'd be so humbled. Like we see, like in this Rupa Goswami Tirubhav Tithi, I was listening to one audio file. There Vasudev Shastri, he came there. He's such a Prakhanda Vidwan. He's Saptacharya Dilit. He's like one of the foremost scholars in India. So there, Gurudev, he had him speak Vasudev Chaturvedi. So then when Vasudev Chaturvedi was speaking, he spoke so many verses of Rupa Goswami. And so many verses of Rupa Goswami, he spoke them in a reverse way. He spoke them first from like in a proper way, and then he reversed them. He reversed like 15, 20 shlokas. He reversed them and then he asked Pujabhat Tirtha Maharaj, can you explain? Tirtha Maharaj was like, drew a blank face. Like, how can I possibly explain this? So many shlokas describing the glories of Mathura Dham so much. Just like a flow. And then after he spoke, everyone was clapping so much. And then just like saying, oh, such a great scholar. And he is a great scholar. Actually, Gurudev requested him. Saying that, oh, if you really want to do a thesis for your PhD or your D.Lit, then every verse of the Bhagavatam, you must prove that it corresponds to every sutra of the Vedanta Sutra, like every aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra. And he did that. Every sutra, he made sure he on his thesis that that the Bhagavatam indeed is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So then after Vasudev Shastri had spoken, all on Mathura Mahatmya, like so many shlokas, then everyone was so happy. And then everyone looking at Gurudev, and they thought that Gurudev will glorify him, praise him so much. Then Gurudev, he just looked at him and he said, oh, Panditji is a Mathura Vasi. That's why he only glorified Mathura Dham. But Brajadam, nothing, he said. This way. Gurudev completely humbled him right there and then. He said, Brajadam, not one verse glorification. Only Mathura, 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 he said. Why? Because he's Mathura Vasi, he said in this way. So Gurudev then he started joking with him in so many ways in this way. And he humbled him completely there. So in this way, we see that in presence of a pure devotee, even great scholars also become so humbled there. So anyhow, Vakreshwar Pandit's Tirubhav Tithi, we can only pray onto this great associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this prem, this unnatujwala ras prem, that a cheetah. Gurudev always says, no, don't pray even for a drop, he says. बूंद के लिए भी प्रार्थना मत करो, बस एक चीटा के लिए प्रार्थना करो, बस बस उसी के लिए तुम्हारी अधिकार है और किसी के लिए नहीं. बस इससे यू हैव ओनली अधिकार फॉर अ चीटा, फॉर अ ड्रॉप ऑफ अ ड्रॉप, नॉट इवन लाइक द ड्रॉप इटसेल्फ. सो देयरफॉर दिस शुड बी आवर प्रेयर इज लोटस फीट अंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च इतानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः. जय रूपा सनातन भट्टर गुणान श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एथय गोसाई करी चरणबंदन जाओते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा अस्तु संजीव की जय, जय भक्त विघ्न विनाश संकर्ण सिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, हरनाम संकीर्तन की जय, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदी. नाउ इज यस्टरडे इज गॉन गुंडीचा भैरव पंचमी लक्ष्मी विजय एंड बक्सर पंडित तिरुभाव तिथि. महाप्रभु जल पार्षद एंड परिकर दे आर मोस्टली फॉलोअर्स ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु या अद्वित प्रभु या गदाधर पंडित. नाउ दिस बक्सर पंडित Gadadhar Pandit line. Gadadhar Pandit direct is not like coming Mahaprabhu near. After sannyas, before sannyas continue Gadadhar Pandit is in Mahaprabhu. After sannyas, he is little distance. He is in Gopinath, little distance alone, Mahaprabhu in Gambira. Sometime Mahaprabhu, mostly going Gopinath, hearing Bhagavatam as it is. But darshan time, Jagannath temple, all bhakta devotees. And after Jagannath darshan, going Haridas Thakur near, and Haridas Thakur near, kirtan, harikatha, satsanga, then after Mahaprabhu coming back Gambhira. Evening time Mahaprabhu mostly going Gopinath. The all time Mahaprabhu going Jagannath darshan, yeah, Haridas Thakur near other places, then all time not Gadadhar Pandit. But his followers, this Bakshisar Pandit, also Sarvam Pandit, son Chandanishwar, and Baninath, Gopinath, sometime Kasimisra, sometime Sarvam Pandit, but they have other service and business. But Gopinath, Barinath, Chandaneshwar and Bhakshar Pandit, Gopal Guru, many continue within Mahaprabhu, Puri, Bharati, and other Mahaprabhu with this. So now, Jagannath Temple, Mahaprabhu every day going, and every day, darshan, Mangalarti, after doing parikrama, and within Sankirtanam. That time, many thousand crores people within Mahaprabhu. But all are not, darshan after they cannot clean. Mahaprabhu's within doing kirtan also they are not unauthorized removed. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's parikars are no. How cleaning, purifying. Like many strange people. Then, therefore, government giving punishment. Catching, arresting, handcuff giving, beating, putting jail. Also, this was not enough. After Jam Maharaj, also he is taking and putting hell. This is not jail, this is hell. Jail after you coming out, bell. But hell to no bell. Hell has also bell. Only Srihari is hell. Then they are in hell, remembering Srihari, then automatically they getting bell. Forever. Now people within Mahaprabhu, yeah, Jagannath Temple, but they are prajalpa, no kirtan, looking this and that, and insulting, oh, sadhujar, sannyasi, how is healthy, red color, red monkey, eating nice, healthy, but no working, only people, blood is soaking and stealing. People working lot of, and sadhujar, everything stealing. Cream is taking. Cows take care, feeding, everything. After cow's milk, no taking. Cream taking. Butter taking. And water is giving, butter milk giving. Poor people, ordinary worker, they taking butter milk. They're eating butter. So sadhus are like this world is. Eating only butter. Nothing doing. Worker working, suffering. But they have nothing. So they are doing like prajalpa. Sadhus are very enjoyer. Healthy. Very happy. Nothing working, but all time is enjoying. So many, like how understanding? Therefore telling. Amog, Sarvapandit, daughter, husband. Sarvapandit feeding Mahaprabhu. On hand which is distributing prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, his cook and may big room, big hall, all full. Mahaprabhu alone, eating. Sarvapandit is ghosting. Or Jagannath temple, Jagannath there is eating lot of. Why not my room eating? I am giving little bit. Or Amog, his daughter, husband, come and this room has two doors. One main door closed. One corner door. Door is opening and looking. Sannyasi. Therefore took sannyas. Why? Free food. Not garbage and rubbish. Fast. All special foods. Also eating. All worshipping and offering. Enjoy for now wearing sadhu dress. Sannyasi. But sannyasi bairagi. This is bairagi. How much eating? Every day, ice cream, pizza, pasta, burger, chowmin, mango, juice, shake, sadhu, swadhu, this dress is very nice. The amok is like insulting. Sarvabhauma hearing, taking one stick, running, catching one, beating, killing. But he is running, giving cards. My daughter will be widow. Much better. No need my daughter or husband. Very angry. He is running and hiding. Cannot catch. What happened then? He is going his room. But the time, Sarvabhauma cards, insult, at time come result. His body is, all system is broken. Automatic. People have senses strong, then they as it is they doing. But the senses is wrong way using, then is the senses has no more power. Now stomach is diarrhea and throat with is vomiting, big fever, dizzy, and too much suffering. Now in room two, not possible going out. There is vomiting, passing, all floating on top. All worms and flies and mosquito, there is coming and sharing. Very tasteful things now. And somebody came and somebody telling, your daughter husband is, now will be die soon. His position is very bad. He say, yes, soon or just now he die, I'm giving fire. But Mahaprabhu's near is coming, this news. Mahaprabhu at a time left in Gombira. He is direct gone there. And looking, dirty smell, worms, germs and everything bad. Mahaprabhu gone inside. And he is senseless. Then Mahaprabhu, on hand is putting in chest. Brahmin heart will be clean and pure. Why jealousy? Why burn? This, why you are suffering? Why not chanting Harinam? Only insult and blaming, complaining, hating for life. Calling Srihari. Chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna. Then he is opening eyes. Mahaprabhu by causes mercy. Then he is now chanting Harinam. Sarvapandit came, everybody come. They are crying is Mahaprabhu's mercy with this. Cleaning everything. That time to Amog, his name. He is complete forever for change. The people has no brain. Within Mahaprabhu, within Jagannath, going darshan for every day. Vrindavan, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Govardhan. Everything, but 1 second, little bit is not choiceful, then insulting. Guru, Vaishnava, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan, Govardhan. How is that time restless? Nature, where are they? Going Govardhan, going Govinda, Gopinath, Madan, Mohan, coming Vaishnava is near, eating prasadam. Why this nature? Tamas is Shudra. How is lower? Who changing them? How changing? Therefore suffering. Punishment. All time torture. Why? Heart is burning. Other person will be burned? No, I am burning myself. Suffering I am. Tamog, not only one amog, thousand. Kirtan, but they have no taste. Prouds, I am understanding everything. I am superior. That Babaji, Sanyasi, hating them. I am donor, I am giving them, they are maintaining. But not thinking, they are accepting my service. They are very kind, but I am thinking I am maintainer. Why? Shudra, Tamasi, lower nature, they are all-time prouds, false prouds, false pride, lot of. Amazing. Cannot believe this. Acharya telling, amazing. Cannot believe. How much? Then Bhakisya Pandit, other Bhaktajar, they are starting this dance, Sankirtanam time. Step by step, the dancing, defeating, cleaning, smashing, washing. Like washermen are going, washermen are giving cloth, dirty cloth. What they doing, you know? Night time, soda powder, soap powder, this mixing, and stocking one place. And morning time going, tying his waist, tying his turban, head, and taking cloth, and beating, washing, beating. One cloth like 100, 200 times beating. Then all dirty things going, cloth is clean, then is drying, and giving back, then they giving money. So Mahaprabhu's suite is everybody going, but they are dirty persons, they all time looking false and all claim and blame. Bhaktivinoda is other bhaktas are dancing, training, step by step, one heart is cleaning, pulling, come, chanting, dancing, come. But they can do. They're running. But they like very nice dance, nice kirtan. Then catching. And front up, dancing. Dancing, and washing all. Cleaning. Mahaprabhu, this Ekadasi kirtan, then Vrindavan Das Thakur writing. How is kirtan? He's dancing. Like Prithvi Devi shaking. Like earthquake come. But Prithvi Devi very happy. All dirty, everything is removing. So these people looking is bhaktas and devotees. Mostly Mahaprabhu is near. Govardhan Pandit is not present, but present is Bhakisya Pandit. He is not alone Bhaktisya Pandit. All our bhaktas are this kirtan and Mahaprabhu is nectar, love, premnam sankirtan. This prem, avatar Mahaprabhu, this prem is there, is taking, collecting and distributing, spreading. But first not cleaning, that pot is not clean and dirty pot, they are not possible, anything is giving and putting. So these bhaktas are starting. Kirtan, Nitya Gita. Therefore telling, Mahaprabhu, Kirtana, Nitya Gita. Two times telling. One time Mahaprabhu, Kirtan. After Nitya, then Gita. First Kirtan starting, but no desire. Silence behind, not doing Kirtan. But Nitya, starting this dance, Padatala, one by, step by step, dancing and and cleaning, purifying all, then they are also starting Kirtan, Gita, then taste coming. So now he's saying, Bhakisya Pandit, Mahaprabhu's near, Radhakanta, deities. This ritis is his worshipping. Now, early morning going Jagannath, Mangalarti to come, and he is worshipping Radhakanta, but he is saying, first he is worshipping Mahaprabhu. First Guru, Gadadhar, then Gauranga, then worshipping Radhakanta. Otherwise, going direct Radhakanta's near, Radhakanta not accepting anything. Radhakanta combined Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahenya. রূপানুগ জনের জীবন। তো হি ইজ ফার্স্ট মহাপুরুষ সার্ভিং, হ্যাঁ, এন্ড আফটার ইজ কামিং ইজ ওয়ার্শিপিং দিস রাধাকান্ত ডিটিস, হ্যাঁ, এন্ড দিস গোপাল গুরু ইজ ডিসাইপল, হি ইজ টিচিং অল টাইম গম্ভীরা ফার্স্ট ওয়ার্শিপিং মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড আফটার কামিং রাধাকান্ত সিনিয়র, দেন হি ইজ আস্কিং আই এম নট ওয়ার্শিপিং গুরু, সে ইয়েস, হ্যাঁ, বাট গুরু গিভিং পারমিশন দেন দিস ইজ গুরু সেবা, ফলোয়িং গুরুজ অর্ডার দেন গুরু হ্যাপি। তো হি ইজ বক্সাবন্ডে গিভিং অর্ডার, ওকে ইউ রেসপেক্টিং মি দেন ইউ সার্ভিং রাধাকান্ত, দেন ইজ সার্ভিং রাধাকান্ত, বাট এভরিডে মহাপ্রভু উইথ ইন কীর্তন মঙ্গল আরতি গোয়িং জগন্নাথ টেম্পল আফটার গোয়িং ওসেন আফট না হরিদাস ঠাকুর গোয়িং ওসেন ওসেন টু কামিং ব্যাক, দেন ইজ এভরিডে 9 o'clock 10 o'clock উপলভোগ টাইম কামিং, দেন হু ইজ হোয়েন ইজ ডুইং অর্চন, দেন ওয়ান ডে আস্কিং বক্সার পণ্ডিত আই এম গোয়িং উইথ ইন মহাপ্রভু আই এম সার্ভিং হেয়ার, হ্যাঁ, হোয়াট ইজ ইম্পর্টেন্ট প্রায়োরিটি, দেন বক্সমন টেলিং মহাপ্রভু সাম টাইম ফর নাও প্রেজেন্ট দিস গুড চান্স গুড অপরচুনিটি নট লস নট মিস ডাইরেক্ট কাম উইথ ইন মহাপ্রভু আফটার নট মহাপ্রভু প্রেজেন্ট দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড দেন ইউ রাধাকান্ত আর্লি মর্নিং টু সার্ভিং অ্যান্ড এভরিথিং ডুইং বাট নাও দিস ইজ মোস্ট ইম্পর্টেন্ট লাইক গুরুদেব ইজ প্রেজেন্ট গুরুদেব স্পিং হরিকথা ইয়ার গুরুদেব ডুইং কীর্তন দেন আই এম গোয়িং টেম্পল অ্যান্ড রিঙিং বেল সাউন্ড ইজ ও হরিকথা ডিস্টার্ব ইয়া দ্যাট টাইম মঙ্গলারতি, হ্যাঁ, গুরুদেব ইজ স্টার্টিং স্তবশ্রুতি ফ্রে হরিনাম দেন আই এম স্টার্টিং মঙ্গলারতি দিস ইজ ইম্পর্টেন্ট বাই মঙ্গলারতি বাট গুরুদেব অ্যাঙ্গরি দেন হোয়াট ইজ প্রবলেম ফর মি বাট বক্রেশ্বর পণ্ডিত সে দিস টু টাইপস অফ সার্ভিস ওয়ান প্রেম সেবা সারসিক উপাসনা অন মন্ত্র উপাসনা গুরু প্রেজেন্ট গৌরাঙ্গ প্রেজেন্ট দেন দে আর হ্যাপিনেস ফর এভরিথিং ডুইং দিস ইজ পূজা আদারওয়াইজ আই এম স্টার্টিং হ্যাঁ বিগ পূজা অ্যান্ড অল কীর্তন অল ড্যান্স অ্যান্ড দিস অ্যান্ড দ্যাট বাট গুরুদেব আই এম অল সিনিয়র আই এম নেগলেটিং দেন বিগ্রহ অ্যাকসেপ্টিং পূজা দ্যাট ফর মর্নিং টাইম হি ইজ গোয়িং ইভিনিং টাইম মহাপ্রভু গোয়িং গোপীনাথ দেন ইভিনিং টাইম গোপাল ইজ গোয়িং উইথ ইজ বক্সেশ্বর পণ্ডিত এভরিবডি গোয়িং দ্যাট টাইম সাম টাইম কীর্তন 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 মহাপ্রভু চটক পর্বত মহাপ্রভু ব্যাংক বসেন দেন হাউ উই ওয়ার্শিপিং পূজা দ্যার ফর দ্যাট টাইম ফর সাম ব্রাহ্মিন দে অ্যারেঞ্জিং ওকে ইউ টেক কেয়ার মঙ্গলারতি ইউ টেক কেয়ার ইভিনিং পূজা বাট সাইলেন্স নট টু মাচ লাউড অ্যান্ড টু মাচ নট ডিস্টার্বিং বাট ডাইরেক্ট সৎসঙ্গ সাধুসঙ্গ ইয়া মহাভাগবত অ্যাসোসিয়েশন দিস ইজ নট অল টাইম অ্যাভেলেবেল অল টাইম নট দিস বেনিফিট নট কামিং দেন গোপাল ফলোয়িং গুরুদেব বক্সেশ্বর পণ্ডিত এনিথিং ইজ টেলিং ইজ ফলোয়িং আফটার সাম টাইম মহাপ্রভু গন অ্যান্ড এভরিবডি গন দেন গোপাল ইজ কন্টিনিউ সার্ভিং রাধাকান্ত বাট হাউ সার্ভিং মর্নিং লাইক দিস মঙ্গলারতি জগন্নাথ হরিদাস ঠাকুর অ্যান্ড অল দর্শন গোপীনাথ এভরিথিং কমপ্লিট দেন ইজ স্টার্টিং রাধাকান্ত সেবা আদারওয়াইজ ডুইং রাধাকান্ত সেবা দেন মানসী সেবা হ্যাঁ ফার্স্ট এভরিথিং তল আর নট মিটিং উইথ ইন গুরুদেব ফার্স্ট নট ওয়ার্শিপিং নট ফলোয়িং দেন মাই ধ্যান ধারণা ইয়া puja, everything will be less, after test is finished. After his teaching everything, his followers, this Dhyanchandra Goswami. So one time, Bhaktisar Pandit disappears, Gopal Guru Goswami disappears, then King General Sarani telling, oh, Purushottam Janas, bringing this Radhakanta, also Kashmir Bhavan, Gambhira, this is property of King property. This is not any sadhu's property. They're thinking all, they're destroying, they're making market, opening business commercial center, no need anything. Then King sending Katak to many army soldiers, other tax collector, this and that. Sadhus are not giving tax, not business, lot of land, all sadhus are acquiring. Then Dhyanchandra Goswami near came, oh, you are get out all this area, all place, all land, property, King property. Then Dhyanchandra Goswami thinking, oh, I am missing my Guru Maharaj. Then where Guru Maharaj? Guru Maharaj's departure, his body is gone cremation place, burning for. But not thinking, Guru, spiritual master, never burning, giving them samadhi. But now is burning, no samadhi, they are not present, then who helping me, protecting me? I am burning, finish, but nothing then. Who is my helper, who is my friend, forever with me? Then he is thinking, oh, I am doing wrong. I am sending Gurudev in cremation place, burning for, therefore now is come this other attack. King is now attacking. Now he is quickly running, gone, Sargadwar. They are in fire and giving. Then he is praying, Guru Maharaj crying, oh please you come back, you don't going. He is understanding his faults and calling. Then Gurudev, this cremation place too, walking and come back. Look, disciples is how is, followers is how is nature. Think Gurudev die, then Gurudev body also burning. Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur time this happened come. Narottam Thakur time it's like happened. Some disciple telling, burning. Some disciple telling, no, my Guru Maharaj is eternal. He will be forever here, Samadhi center. No burning. So now, Gopal Guru Goswami came and he is asking with him, King and King followers, all. Then Prataputra's father giving and all things property, Radhakanta's name. All things, Kashmistra, Guru's for, he is giving donation. Then how you your property? Then after they are scared, dead body too, now came back, therefore they are very afraid. They're giving cars and will be everything destroyed. They all run away. Then disciples, Dhyanchandra were telling, oh, you are thinking I am living, then you burning me. Now you burning, you know. You suffering, you know. Then scared. Then say, okay, now I am not staying, you are near, not staying here. I am going to Vrindavan. His come is Vrindavan, under Bansibhat, he is doing on sadhana, harinam, and he is doing sadhana. Gopal Guru's near is all bhakta devotee doing kirtan, and they are all time Bansibhat. Dhyanchandra here, he is come, looking Gurudev is here, young Gurudev, he is surprised. The people staying within Guru, but no understanding. They have no idea. They are thinking Gurudev is a mortal also. The Bhakrishar Pandit is saying, Guru Gauranga, yeah, Panchatattva. Therefore, they are not living body also. People burning, people doing something nonsense, they are not left also. Bhakrishar Pandit also not left living body. Gaudar Pandit, Sivas Pandit, nobody left this body. Are they what doing? They don't know. Nonsense. No common sense. The real disciples, they are Gurudev present, a Gurudev departure, they all time Samadhi making temple, ashram, and forever with him staying and doing kirtan, bhajan, pray, he's front of everything doing. And with him, then they are not alone, not suffering. Some people thinking ordinary people, die and then putting cremation place, burning and finish. Bas. Now I am all in all. Vaishnava number thinking like this. So the Vaishnavajiyam, big difference. They're not putting also graveyard. They're making Samadhi temple, very nice. Bhog, Rag, Kirtan, Harikatha, and also very nice duties every day, like they are present. Then they're looking, they respect. They're looking, everything. Then they are all time giving place, all time with us. All thing, you know, he's die. No need his anything. No need his memory also. No need his room. Why one room is for him locking all time? Why? I'm giving rent, a lot of money coming. Any guest coming, giving them. Nonsense people. Therefore, one time, one acharya departure, his Samadhi temple, one ordinary bhogas, he doing arati, offering bhoga. One day, he is 2-3 days old, rice, can cook, and salt and chili, oil and coriander leaves, which is making and giving bhoga. And he's come as a duties to out, say, what are you offering me? Why? He's scared, arati lamp is fallen down, he's scared, running. What happened? Oh, Maharaj catch me. Anywhere going, Maharaj catch me. Then what happened? Why are you doing like this wrong? But he has no sense, he's senseless. After sense is come, Maharaj coming me. What are you doing? 3 days, 4 days rotten rice. You giving chili and oil with this nonsense, not cooking, fresh things. Why are you doing like this? The people is thinking, the Guru Varga and Acharya, the departure, then I am freedom. As a choice I am doing. Now no more ban, no more punishment coming. My choice, I am anywhere going, moving like an animal. No more any bound. But you are will be free, then freedom, then as a choice you going, jumping in hell, you are going jail, who protecting? The Bhakrishna Pandit, his all time teaching is Gopal Guru Goswami, then Gopal Guru Goswami teaching Dhyanchand Goswami, but he missing. After next is come back. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur this following this line. Therefore Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared after his Samadhi. Every year, this Tirubhav Tithi, Abhirbhav Tithi, following, every day worshipping, and continue entering, doing and praying, asking, begging, and after something starting. So followers meanings, follow forever. One day following, and next day, he has life, then I am giving foodstuff, I am giving arati, giving cloth, washing, giving water, but his departure, then I am free. Now no more hard. Now no more any rule, regulations. Now by your choice I am doing. But how much punishment? That day to Dhyanchandra Goswami never did wrong. Meaning everything doing as it is. Then no problem come. Now 535 years is passed like, but Gombhira as it is, Radhakanta as it is, Mahaprabhu they are present, all Guru Varga present. So this Vaishnavism, only not blind faith, only not thinking, this is today I am Vaishnava, tomorrow I will be great Guru Acharya, then no need any rule regulations for me, I am Paramahansa. But Vaishnava, all time is, bhakti is, all limbs is following very seriously. More will be senior, more serious. Everything as it is. Now I am thinking, okay, now 100 people, then I am cooking. Then nobody here, then market to some buying puri, sabji, or buying boga. I am no need clean pots, no need clean. Now imagine, Amazon giving order, coming is dal, fry, sabji, rice, chapati, offering boga, and I'm eating. He's my friend. Krishna also now eating Amazon. Now, no need. Oh, summer season, too much hot, making chapati, every day burning. Oh, too much. Hard. Now I'm making marriage easy. What? Machine making chapati. The machine making chapati, making leather and skin, burning leather. Then jail chapati, prisoner chapati. But many people giving, glorify me, gift giving me, and then I am doing everything. After, bole, kishan galo ghar, langal ture dhar. Two bell, bull, they all time plowing, 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 plowing. Then farmers is behind to beating. Hey, hut, hut, chalo, chalo, chalo. Then he is working. And he is little gone drinking for water and bulls are sleeping now. Then no need plowing more. This is not called activity. This is not going on, not running. Soul is active. God part and parcel. How forget it, God's service. How going distance to God? Then I am gone, then I am dead. Then no life. I am with Him, then is life. Forever, therefore, Acharya Vaishnavas giving chastisement, instruction, hints. No. Don't will be careless. This is your eternal service. Somebody coming. Telling, oh, you give me Siddha Pranali? I say, yes, I'm giving Siddha Pranali. What is my name? What is my service? How much my age? Everything telling, I say, yes. What is my service? I say, every day you're going in kitchen and your service in morning to evening, 100,000 times fry, cooking, sweet cooking, laddu, balusai, barfi cooking, and then Dhanishta Kundalata, Radharani Jnani is taking everything, offering, she is giving Krishna, then Krishna will be very happy. Why? I know you are a special cook. So, too much hard. I said, do you like too much fast? Now 100 life you wait, and after Siddha Pranali coming. Today night, quickly you will be Siddha, then quickly you go in and fire inside his kitchen, then quickly boiling and Siddha. All dirty and all your anartha going, you will be fire cleaning quickly and will be quickly siddha, bona fide. Then your age is coming. What age? Then you are forever will be like one stone piece. Stone is giving inside fire, never melting. So you are also never melting and burning. And your swarup is coming. Fire is heating and shining, red color, then golden color coming your. So I like Siddha Pranali, but I not want to do anything. So this is called Siddha Pranali. Put inside water and boiling, will be Siddha. Chokha, then eating Krishna. Therefore, follow footstep of Guru Bhargava. As it is line. They are eternal. He is showing Gopal Guru Goswami. Otherwise, everything is destroyed. Nothing happened. Nothing. Therefore, our good luck. All our belief, all our faith, Gurudev is present. Guru Bhargava is present. Therefore, all our safety. No serving them, no following, respecting them, no following their line, then I am out of line, out of market, out of mind, I am destroyed. Nobody take care of us. Now all are prince, princess, very happy, no tension. Why? All are within them. Therefore, the deities, a samadhi, how is favorable, helpful? This is deep relation and sadhana, then growing, more increasing, more love, more near. All time they are anything wrong, they coming and telling, no, like this, do like this, all time care. So Bakrishna Pandit, looking anybody, bhaktas disobey, or disobey kirtan, disobey Mahaprabhu, then he is very tricky. This way, this way, this way, anyhow, cleaning, changing, washing, and bringing back. No possible going distance. Why going Maya? So his yesterday's Tirubhav Tithi. So this line is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur telling, our line is this, Bakrishna Pandit, Gopal Guru Goswami, Dhyanchandra Goswami's line. Our good luck. Therefore, our sampradaya, the samadhi system. Bonafide divine master, Guru Varga, forever present, this place for you, this samadhi temple your, this all area, front of you, all are doing kirtan, all are doing all seva, puja, everything. Then look, as it is, you know. Now, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Premanande.
Netai padakamalam kote chandra sushitala Jachaya jagata jura Jachaya jagata jura Heno nitai vine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai Dridha kore dara nitar pai Dridha kore dara nitar pai Se sambandha nahi jar vrita janma gelo tar Se pasho bara durachar Sei Pashu Bara Duracha. Nitaina Balila Muka Majila Sangsara Sukha. Nitaina Balila Muka Majila Sangsara Sukha. Vidya Kula Ki Kari Beta. Vidya kula ki kari beta. Ahankara matta hoya nitai pada pasariya. Asatya re satya kori mani. Asatya re satya kori mani. Nitaya karuna habe braja radha krishna pabe. Nitayar karuna have braja radha krishna pabe. Dharo nitay charana dukhani. Dharo nitay charana dukhani. Anitayar charana satya sahara sevaka nitya. Nitayar charana satya sahara sevaka nitya. Nitai pada sada karo yasha. Nitai pada sada karo yasha. Narottama bara duke nitai more karo suke. Narottama bara duke nitai more karo suke. Raka ranga charane ra pasha. Rakaranga chara nerapasha. Anarattama bara dukhi nitai mare kara suki. Rakaranga chara nerapasha. Nitai hai. Jai Nityananda Ram. Jai Nityananda Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. Jai Guru Deva, Bhakta Bhandav Shila Guru Deva. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Bhimananda, Hare 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 Bol.
Jai Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Yagiridhari Shri Radhanam Pihari Jeev Ki Jai Natasha Sakhe Vrindh Ki Jai Shri Pancha Tatmak Sachinandan Gauri Ki Jai Tlaasha Makhti Annayin Gussai Maharaj Jai Tlaasha Makhti An Vaman Gussai Maharaj Jai Tlaasha Makhti Pragyan Kishu Gussai Maharaj Jai Tlaasha Mprabhasa Sadhi Gussami Thakur Ki Jai Tlaasha Shriman Gaur Kishrodas Babaji Maharaj Jai Tlaasha Makhti Anu Thakur Ki Jai Tlaasha Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Samastha Sarup Rupanak Garya Kuru Varga Ki Jai Namachar Shilaridas Thakur Ki Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadait Gadhad Shri Sadivar Vaktur Indi Ki Jai Rup Sanatan Matragana Shri Jeeva Pal Patilasana Sagus Swami Prabhu Ki Jai Sarup Dhamadar Rai Ramandadi Gaur Pashtam Indi Jai Vakrishar Pandit Ki Jai Naudai Prindavan Dami Jai Jagannath Purishetra Mandal Dami Jai Vrajmandal Dami Jai Giri Raj Gordan Jeeva Ki Jai Gopishwar Mahadevi Ki Jai Yogamaya Devi Devi Gopishwar Mahadevi Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Samaveshi Gaur Vaktur Indi Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radhe Krishna Govinda. da